Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart. It has just turned 11 o'clock on the 29th of July. Welcome for the next hour of some great music lined up. We start off with musical birthdays as per normal. And the first gentleman, Vic Lewis, born 1919, British jazz guitarist, band leader, composer, artist manager, and cricket club owner. Born in London, died 2009. Be interesting to see what cricket club he owned. Anyway, let's have Night at the Turntable. Along with his orchestra, celebrating his birthday. Now, our next musical birthday, Jim Marshall. Well, he wasn't a singer, he wasn't a performer, but my goodness me, did he invent a great amplification company. And one of the artists who always used to buy Marshall amps was Pete Townshend.
But I'm a substitute for another guy. I look pretty.
Pete Townsend. Yes, one of the original people used to use Marshall amps for his performances, and Jim Marshall. And I actually knew one of his customers who used to live in London, and he would go around to, he had a little music shop, and all the artists would go around just to try the amps out and see how loud they could actually get them. Now, moving on. Robert Horton, actor and singer. He was born 1924. Oh, my goodness me. His proper name was Meade Howard Horton Jr. No wonder he called himself Robert Horton. Anyway, he was born 1924. Here he is with his version of the Marty Robbins hit El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, flashing and wicked while casting her spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, stunned by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I grabbed a good one, it looked like it could run, upon its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. My love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss, then Felina, goodbye.
Robert Horton, his version of the Marty Robbins song, El Paso. Oh, get the tissues. Anyway, moving on, our next musical birthday, nothing to do with the Wild West and cowboys, etc. We're talking Mikos Theodorakis. He was a Greek gentleman, a composer. He wrote loads of film music, and you'll recognise this piece of music because he wrote this and it was a big hit.
Thank you.
course, Theodorakis, celebrating his birthday, or what would have been his birthday today. And, of course, that was Zorba's dance, or Zorba's theme. Great piece of music. I suppose you're accustomed to smashing plates after dancing to that. Moving on, Randy Sparks, born 1933, American folk singer, songwriter, impresario, it says here. The new Christy Minstrels, Green Green.
See, I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on, singing.
Green, green is green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Now there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. Just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? You hear me crying, it's a
green, green.
The new Christy Minstrels and Green Green. Who's next? Neil Doughty, REO Speedwagon, and Keep On Loving You, I think. Don't need to think it is. Keep On Loving You, REO Speedwagon, Neil Doughty. I used to know an Andrew Doughty.
You should have seen any relation? Look in my eyes. Was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead you laid still in the grass. Oh,
I can keep on loving you. Now, who's next? Dean Pitchford. He was an American songwriter, and he wrote this song, amongst many others, but Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. Great song. Now, taking us up to our musical birthdays, because we've got one birthday after our look at tomorrow's front pages. 1956, this young lady was born. She plays in a rock band, normally known as the East Street Band or the other band, depending which one Bruce Springsteen is performing with. Here she is. Patti Scarfia, Bruce Springsteen. I'll see you in my dreams.
The road is long and seeming without end. Her days go on
I'll see you in my dreams.
Yeah, let's look at the front pages for the 30th of July. And we start with the Daily Mirror. Starmer's warning to Israel. UK will recognise Palestine as state unless Netanyahu ends the carnage. Ultimatum. The Times. One in three supermarket baby foods are ultra-processed. And Israel blasts Starmer over recognition of Palestine. The Independent. Starmer tells Israel UK will recognise Palestinian state. That's from beginning of September. Unless Israel does a lot to help the people of Gaza out. Letting more aid. Daily Mail. Starmer's reward for Hamas. Israel and US hit out at Labour plan to recognise Palestine, as Kemi accuses PM of political posturing at its very worst. The Daily Express. Bank warned to cut rates twice to boost economy. The Guardian. UK to recognise state of Palestine unless Israel commits to ceasefire. Moving on, who's next? The Daily Telegraph. Starmer rewarding Hamas on Palestine, says the Israelis, and the benefits of screening for prostate cancer outweigh the risks. The Metro. Labour's a low blow. Minister blasts Farage over online safety. And Financial Times. Reeves' impatience for full Revolut approval triggers clash with Bailey. Mao salutes the roaring fans of the lionesses. And Starmer vows to recognise Palestinian state unless Israel ends crisis in Gaza. Right, that's the look at my excuse me, tomorrow's pages. Excuse me, tomorrow's front pages. Now, our last musical birthday, Martina McBride, country singer. And she was born when? Oh, 1966. So here is a song called Independence Day. Dangerous man. Martina McBride, Independence Day. If you like country music, please join me Thursday evening, 6 till 8 o'clock, for the Country Bunker, where we look at the UK country, Americana and country compilation album charts. We play some new releases and also dig into the vaults for some oldies. That's Thursday, 6 till 8. Every Thursday on Sid Vanney Radio, here's Arthur Connolly.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and it's sweet. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I go and do a go.
Now, Donovan, well, young singer from Glasgow who was originally, he had a big hit with this song, 1965.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm heart of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
Irishman. Yeah, playing harmonica, mouth organ, or as they say in Scotland, moothy. Yes, Catch the Wind. I can always remember seeing him on Ready, Steady, Go when he first came on. And I bought an album because of that appearance on Ready, Steady, Go. And one of the tracks on that album is called The War Drags On. And I thought, how appropriate, though it was written originally about the South Vietnam or Vietnam War, I thought, how appropriate in today's world that we live in, the war drags on.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, for liberty and all. Went out to fight for equality. Oh, let's go. And the war drags on. Found himself involved in a sea of blood and bones. Millions without faces, without hope and without homes. And the guns, they grow louder as they made dust out of bones that the flesh had long since left, just as the people left their homes. And the war drags on. They're just there to try and make the people free. But the way that they're doing it, it don't seem like that to me. Just more bloodletting and misery and tears that this poor country's known for the last 20 years. And the war on. Last night, poor Dan had a nightmare, it seems. One kept occurring and reoccurring in his dreams. Cities full of people burning, screaming, shouting loud. And right there overhead, a great orange mushroom cloud. And there's no more war. Oh, there's no, no more world. And the tears come streaming. Yes, I like crying on the ground.
Donovan. That track was called The War Drags On, and that was on his first album. And I went and bought that after, as I say, hearing him and seeing him on Ready, Steady, Go. And it's a great album, and that track has always stuck in my mind. And as I say, with all the things that are happening in the world, I thought, oh, let's give that a play. Now, Herb Alpert. His first hit was called The Lonely Bow, and it was classed as Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. The Tijuana Brass originally were just session musicians made up mostly from the Wrecking Crew group of session musicians. But here he is, the Lonely Bull, Herb Alpert. Was named as the Tijuana Brass, and it was only after the success of his third album that the record company said, which was A&M Records, his own record company, they said, well, we've got to actually get a group of musicians together and you can go touring promoting the albums. And that's what happened. And Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, was actually born.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
And Herb Alpert was touring earlier on this year, age 90. Great. Still blowing the trumpet as well. Now, let's look at tomorrow's weather. The 30th of July, my goodness me. Near the end of the month. To think Friday is the 1st of August. Ridiculous. Now, Wednesday, the 30th of July, a high of 24 degrees, a low of 16 degrees overnight, and sunrise at 5:36, and sunset tomorrow, 2 minutes past nine. Thursday, possibility of showers. Friday, it looks all right for the 1st of August. Saturday's all right. Sunday, there could be a few showers again. Here is, let's see, who will we play? How about Barry White? You see the trouble with me? If you've got time for a half hour, I can tell you all my problems.
I'm like a blind man who lost his way. I can't see nothing. I'm like a deaf man who can't hear. Yeah, I can't hear nothing. See the trouble with me. I can't do nothing without my baby. And as plain as can be, it's gonna drive me crazy.
Barry White. You see the trouble with me? Oh, let's have a look at what's happening on Sid Vine Radio tomorrow. Yes, 30th of July. Let's have a look. Bob's here at 9 tomorrow morning. Huggy at 12, a replay of his Sunday show. John Borrett at 1, replay of Adrian at 2. Let's see, my chart show, yes, 4 o'clock through until 6 o'clock, a replay of my Saturday show, when the charts, what were they, 1974, I think they were, no. What else? Then we've got Tim Stevens, and how about Anthony with Smooth Jazz, and then a repeat of Stephen Barry's Folk Show from a Monday night. Oh my goodness me, what are we playing out with? Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. You accompany me? Please do so. I'll be back Thursday evening. I hope you're listening to the Country Bunker. If not, catch me some other time on Sid Vine Radio. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. That's the main thing. Stay tuned, Sid Vine Radio. Bye. Warm tonight. Take care. Bye-bye now.
And the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Something you should know, babe. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. A losing game. You start with fire, but you lose the flame. The ashes smolder, but the warmth.